Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 15th. Today's word is apotheosis, spelled A-P-O-T-H-E-O-S-I-S. Apotheosis is a noun that means the perfect form or example of something, the quintessence. It can also mean the highest or best part of something, the peak, or elevation to divine status, a synonym of the word deification. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Troy Patterson. In 2018, this adaptation of Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451 speaks to the apotheosis of social media, to the approach of authoritarianism, and to any other anxieties about the self-surveillance state that you might harbor. Among the ancient Greeks, it was sometimes thought fitting, or simply handy, say if you wanted a god somewhere in your bloodline, to grant someone or other god status. So they created the word apotheosis from the verb apotheon, meaning to deify. The prefix apo can mean off, from, or away, and theos is the Greek word for god. There's not a lot of Greek-style apotheosizing in the 21st century, but there is hero worship. Our extended use of apotheosis as elevation to divine status is the equivalent of placement on a very high pedestal. Even more common these days is to use apotheosis in reference to a perfect example or ultimate form. For example, one might describe a movie as the apotheosis of the sci-fi movie genre. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.